According to St. Luke, Jesus appointed 72 other disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs amidst wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals. Greet no one along the way. To whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what's set before you, cure the sick in it, and say, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town.'" The Gospel of the Lord. The last week and a half in the first reading, we have been hearing eight various Old Testament minor prophets all saying the same thing, prophesying about the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem and how we're supposed to cooperate in it. And that rebuilding process is meant to point to the destruction of the new and eternal temple, who is Jesus, and the rebuilding of that on the third day, and how each of us is supposed to be built into that temple made out of living stones on the cornerstone. That's how we're supposed to listen to the first reading over the course of these 3 weeks. Today we see the role of the Word of God in the rebuilding project that's supposed to happen in us and in the church. We have in this first reading the way we're supposed to approach the Word of God. It's one of the most beautiful passages of the Old Testament. As they were looking at the ruins of the temple, they found the scrolls. And word started to buzz because people recognized that the whole purpose for the exile was that they didn't follow the Word of God. So they were ready to heed it. And out they came. And Ezra the scribe began to read it. And we see seven aspects of what they did. First, it was read, because it was in Hebrew and a lot of people had lost the ability to understand Hebrew, it was translated. Then it was interpreted for them so that they could understand it. That was happening on the part of the preacher. On their part, they were listening to it. And in Hebrew, there's no difference between the word to listen and the word to obey. They were listening to it as words to be lived, to be done. Then they converted. We see that they were weeping when they heard it because the Word of God is a mirror about who we're supposed to be. And they didn't see themselves living up to it at this point. So they were weeping. But then Ezra said, "Don't weep, because rejoicing in the Lord should be your strength." Sixth step, they acted on it. And we see them beginning to share with those who are poor. The Word of God is ultimately supposed to change us, such that we begin to love God and love others with everything we've got. And then lastly, they celebrated it with an incredible feast. This was happening from dawn to noontime. The reason why Monsignor McClory asked me to celebrate this Mass is because he knew I could preach to noontime. But I promise I won't. But the Word of God is worth it. Do we approach it that way? Then in the Gospel we see that it's not just for us to hear. It's not just for our personal piety. It's to be shared. So Jesus sent out the 72, not just the 12 apostles, but the 60, we would call it, lay people, to spread word of the kingdom. And that word was spread not just with their lips, but with their lives, as they were living dependent on God's providence, not taking extra cash along or clothes or suitcase. It's proclaimed with healing because the Word of God always has that power. It was proclaimed with a recognition that some are going to receive it and some are going to reject it. But even when it and we are rejected, Jesus doesn't want that to define our life. He wants us to dust it off our sandals so that we're not taking the baggage of rejection in the next place, but go and share with others as if it were a new experience. This is the way the church will be rebuilt. The Word of God are the architectural plans, and the Holy Spirit comes down to rebuild us and through us to rebuild the world. Today, the church in America celebrates St. Mother Theodore Guérin, who was a French girl, cared for her mom after her dad died until she was 25, became a religious there in France. But when she was 42 as a teacher, there was a letter that was received from the Bishop of Vincennes, Indiana, saying, "We're desperate for French-speaking sisters here to come and teach." She had no desire to be a missionary, but she recognized that the Word of God had to be shared. And so she assented and came over and founded a new community because there'd be no way to communicate back to France. And that community continues to exist, which kids are taught how to celebrate the Word of God, how they are formed together with her sisters to continue to share it. And we ask her prayers today that we might read, interpret, understand, listen, convert, act on, and celebrate this same incredible gift. Praise be Jesus Christ.